Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, a bill on assisted human reproduction is slowly making its way through the Oireachtas, but what many campaigners point out is that it ignores international surrogacy. Marco Looney and his partner Owen Cannon are expecting two babies, that they refer to as twins, through the use of surrogates. In the US, this is fairly straightforward, but in Ireland, Mark and Owen's claim on parenthood has a large dollop of doubt over it. Mark joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. And I suppose, first off, congratulations. Could you tell us something about the process of getting to where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. So, funnily enough, the pandemic kind of speeded everything up for us just because we had so much free time. So we started researching much more on surrogacy and how to do it. And next thing you know, we had found a clinic and created embryos, and then we had to find a gestational carrier. We've done it all independently, which means that we basically haven't worked with an agency or anything. So we had to find everyone ourselves. So we were lucky enough to find this incredible woman, Haley, who is based in Texas and has done surrogacy twice before. So she met with us and we all got on like a house on fire. She's a close friend now. And so she flew out to New York. We transferred the embryos, one of mine and one of Owen's. And thankfully, both of them implanted. And now Haley is pregnant with twins and due in June next year.
That's extraordinary. And the eggs are donated. They're not Haley's eggs.
No, they are donated by a known donor. Now, we don't use her name just because she doesn't want to be known publicly, but she will be known to the children. So she's happy. We actually met her for drinks the other night. She's so wonderful. And she is happy to be known as much or as little as the kids want. We don't know what that will be, but we'll make sure that they know about her, that they know about their heritage, and that they have the chance to meet her as much or as little as they want.
Right. Now, when your children are born, what's the legal situation in the US? What happens there?
So in the US, it's very clear cut. There are so many contracts involved and every scenario is thought through. So when the children are born, both myself and Owen's name will be on the birth cert and no one else's. Now, there are contracts to tell the children who the other people are if they want to know and so on. So that is documented, but it's just not on the birth cert. And the reason for that is so that we have legal protection as a family over here.
Right. OK. And Hayley, does Hayley have to do anything legally during the course of this pregnancy?
Yes. So basically it changes from state by state. But in Texas, you get a pre-birth order. So we will fly out in January for the 20-week scan and just hang around with Haley and her family for a few days. But during them few days, we'll go to court together. And essentially, we all just stand in front of a judge and say, this is the scenario, sign a piece of paper, and then we are good to go for the birth. So as soon as the children are born, we are in the room in the hospital and we are listed as the parents.
Right. OK. And that all sounds fairly straightforward. Now, in terms of future plans, when yourself and Owen have a couple of kids to look after, is it the plan that you'll come back to live in Ireland?
So it always was. Ireland is home for both of us. And that's where all our families are and the kids' cousins will be. So yes, that would be the ideal scenario. I guess our biggest concern now is knowing that one of us won't be recognized as a parent to the children. So especially in the first 2 years, when we can't even get guardianship, if something were to happen to one of us, so say I passed away and Owen was left, he would have one of the children that is legally his because they are genetically his, and their brother or sister left as a legal stranger to him, and the family could be potentially broken up if the Irish government were to take the child away, which they could do. There is no known cases of it happening yet, but that's not to say it couldn't happen.
And the 2 years is a key factor here, because if somebody can argue, I've been looking after this child for 2 years and so can get guardianship that way.
Yes, and the guardianship only lasts till the child is 18. And as you can imagine, with like medical treatments, school enrollments, even like for tax and inheritance rights, if you obviously live till they're over 18, you can't pass anything on to them because that guardianship is then gone. And suddenly they will have huge tax implications for anything you leave them, even though you are their parent.
Because it's just seen legally as a gift. It's an odd kind of contradiction, though, isn't it? The US birth certificate is recognised in this country, but legally, Hayley would be seen as their mother.
So, yeah, it's because they basically, I guess, they need a mother in Irish law. That's always been the law. So Hayley will be recognised as the mother, per se. And if she was married, her husband would be recognised as the father. Now, luckily, Hayley is not married. But we have to get a genetic test to find out which child is whose genetically to then become even be recognized as the father, which, as you can imagine, we do not want to think of the children like that. We don't want to separate them genetically. We just already, I can't tell you how much love we have for these children. And I don't want them to grow up with issues thinking, oh, only one of these is my father, because we are both their parents. We are both their dads.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, there is a bill, but I don't think the bill even accommodates people in your situation.
No, so there was the Children and Families Relationship Act that was put in place, and that had so many gaps in it. And I know that Simon Harris and Catherine Sapone commissioned a report by Conor O'Mahony, I think it was last year. And basically it was children's rights and the best interests in the context of donor-assisted human reproduction and surrogacy in Irish law. And that was published this year. But that basically mapped out all the problems with the bill and what needed to happen. And there still seems to be no progress. I know there's a proposed committee that's now going to happen, but it seems like it's just being pushed out and pushed out because there is so much backlash to it. I can tell you now from the article we had in the Irish Times last year, if you saw the hate messages we got, there's a lot of pushback on people who just think we shouldn't be parents because we're two men. And it's very sad, but it's not about our rights anymore. Like for me, it's I want my children to be protected legally if something were to happen to me.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest worry.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't base any of my actions on any of the reactions to articles in the Irish Times. they represent no one, really, or in social media in general. So what are you going to do? Now, obviously, when you know, the little one's going to be coming along, I suppose, next springtime. So the two of you are going to be exceptionally busy for a while anyhow. Do you just stay there for 2 years or come back and hope for the best? Or have you made a plan that far ahead yet?
So I think at the moment our plan is to stay here and fight as much as we can and just let our story be known and hope that it can change. I think there is no plan. If it changed tomorrow, we would definitely consider just moving straight home. But I think right now, our biggest worry is that like we want them to go to the Irish education system. So we want to be home before they ever go to school. And while they can make memories at home with their cousins and their grandparents and so on, whereas we are fortunate enough that we do get to travel back home a lot as it is now. I'm sure that will change with two kids. It's not going to be as easy. But I think right now we're protected over here. So it makes sense to stay here for a couple of years until we know that we're protected in Ireland as a family, I guess.
Yeah. That is such a shame. Mark O'Looney and Owen Cannon are the two people behind the Two Men and a Surrogacy Instagram account. Mark O'Looney, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.